This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Every year, about 20,000 teenagers in foster care become legal adults without ever having been placed in a permanent home. Many former foster kids end up in homeless shelters or jails. So state and private agencies around the country are starting to push adoption of teenagers. Nancy Solomon has this report from New York City.
Welcome to another episode of Adopting Teens and Tweens. This is a show brought to you by You Gotta Believe, the Older Child Adoption and Permanency Movement.
Meet Pat O'Brien, talk show host, cameraman, salesman, and adoption activist. He started You Gotta Believe 10 years ago with one simple idea. Teenaged foster kids are rarely adopted because no one ever tries.
We raise these teenagers in the bizarre world of foster care. The only place where you have parents that if you're not good today, you kick them out. And then they get bounced from place to place to place because us professionals do not create a permanency mindset in foster parents.
So his organization works full time trying to find older kids permanent homes with glossy posters that hail their virtues. You'll never have to change a diaper, and a low-budget cable access TV show that markets teens directly to the public. But kids don't always sell themselves well. Like this episode, when 14-year-old Nancy is asked if her past arrests and penchant for roaming the streets has come to an end.
Even when I did move, I still was getting arrested.
Now, that was my next question. When you moved, did all that stop? For the most part.
Yeah, a little less than more, okay. But that doesn't necessarily mean I still don't got the street in me. I mean, yeah. I was raised in the hood. I'm going to stay in the hood. Mm-hmm. That's where I love.
The show is part Oprah, part telethon, with the number to call flashing on the screen, and has the feel of the old song, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? In this segment, 13-year-old Shaquana is asked how much time she would need each day from her new parents.
I would think I would need, like, at least about in half an hour or something, or maybe I could have, like, a Saturday night with my parents, and maybe we could all just sit down and just have, like, a family night, and maybe they could open up and we could be real best friends.
You Gotta Believe is finding homes for about 35 kids a year, a fraction of the 1,000 teenagers looking for a home in New York City alone. But the tiny group is convincing influential players in the foster care world to spend more time and money finding permanent homes for older kids. Madeline Freundlich, a researcher at Children's Rights, says finding kids permanent homes is the best way to stabilize their lives.
Young people who age out of care go on to have some pretty miserable lives. They need to be connected to family, whether that is returning safely to their own families, that we do a much better job of finding new families for them, or if that's simply not the answer, at the very least, connecting them with committed adults who will be with them.
Nobody argues with the idea that every kid who wants a permanent home should have one. Gladys Carrion is the director of Inwood House, a group home in New York City for pregnant and parenting teenagers. She says she tries to connect foster kids to families, but it's not always realistic.
We have not had any success finding adoptive homes for adolescents, and certainly not for young mothers. In fact, most families that are interested in the baby and don't want the young woman.
All these teens are left with, then, is the world of independent living. Carrion says most 18-year-olds, ready or not, are released from foster care and expected to fend for themselves.
At the same time, we're cutting the money for independent living, that for the supports that we need for young people. They get a discharge grant of $750, and we send them on their way.
Independent living becomes a euphemism for homeless. On this, both Carrion and Pat O'Brien agree. It's just that Carrion thinks more money should be spent on services and support, while O'Brien believes the only worthwhile effort is one that puts a kid in a permanent home.
10 years ago when we started, we were the only people making any sort of effort. Now there's a lot of folks where they're not just going to accept independence as a goal any longer.
O'Brien is looking for a very determined sort of parent. At some point during the parent training sessions, he will ask, is there anything a kid could do to get kicked out of your home? On that test, he only accepts one correct answer, no. For Day to Day, I'm Nancy Solomon.